Yeah, there were some ups and downs, you know, and really just that's what happens in the flow of a game. You make a mistake in one play, you got to move on to the next, and obviously the two glaring things were a drop and a touchdown. But, you know, throughout the game, you might miss a block. You had to come back and you got to make that block. So overall, you know, personally, I think, you know, it was a good first preseason game, and overall as an offense, I think that we did well, and we showed a lot of positive things that we can build off of.
In all candor, were you thinking when you made the touchdown, all right, I overcame the other mistake?
Maybe a small, you know, a small piece of me was thinking that, but really I just try to focus on executing and every play just to go out there and, you know, execute to the best of my ability. Chad threw a great ball. He recognized a cover two hole shot, and we hit it, and it was good.
Julius is going to be down the rest of preseason. What does that mean for the tight end group as a whole?
We're just going to have to step up. You know, Julius is he's a leader on and off the field, and, you know, a playmaker like him being off the field, and, you know, it just means our position group's going to have to step up and, you know, and make some plays until he can come back.
Gus said earlier today that Mercedes has had his best camp in a couple of years. You agree with that, and does he take the reins now as the number one guy?
Yeah, Mercedes had a great camp, and Mercedes is just dependable. Week in and week out, you know he's going to be there. He's going to block. And, you know, in my opinion, he's the best blocking tight end in the NFL. And taking nothing away from his receiving skills, he does that really well too, and he's a great leader. And, you know, Mercedes is going to be Mercedes. I don't think he has to change anything. He just has to do what he does and be himself.